You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, beautiful, blessed people of God. It's time to get up from
Hallelujah.
You, oh, this is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Florida Avenue Northeast in Melbourne, Florida, 32901. You're welcome to stop by, tune in, listen in. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today. The water is troubled, and it's time for you to step in
the pool because
God has a miracle with your name on it. I have some brief announcement for you. We want you to join us on tonight. Hallelujah. God is sending revival on tonight. We're going to have our Pastor Monica, from Miracle Deliverance that will be doing a revival on tonight at 8 p.m. God has a word for the house, and we want you to join us on tonight at 8 p.m. where Pastor Monica will be breaking forth the bread of life for us. So join us at 8 p.m. And also, hallelujah, join us on Friday night. The Bible said men are to always pray and not to faint. How many of you know in a world, in a time like this, it's time for the people of God to pray like never before. Join us for all night prayer. Pastor Joe will be hosting our all-night prayer on Friday night. Join us at 8 p.m. You don't have to be a member of Miracle Deliverance. You can come on in and join us in prayer. If you need a breakthrough, if you need a miracle, join us in this all-night prayer on Friday night. God is going to move. I'm telling you, we've been in an all-night prayer where angels walk in the midst of us. And God have been giving out miracles, signs, and wonders have been performed in this all-night prayer. So join us on Friday night for all night prayer, and also join us on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Pastor Joseph Orange will be breaking forth the bread of life on Sunday morning. So join us on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. That's Thursday tonight at 8 p.m. Friday night for all night prayer at 8 p.m. and Sunday morning at 11:30, where Pastor Joseph Orange will be breaking forth the bread of life. Now I'm going to turn it over to our hands of our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Hi, tune in for a powerful word from God. God bless you.
Thank you, Evangelist Sheila Cochran.
Amen.
God bless you. Glad to have you back today.
Glad to be back.
Amen. And I want to go into the word of God today. Amen. I want to go to Joshua. Amen. Glory to God. The first chapter today. I want you to listen because God has a message and God has a word for you today. Amen. You need to hear. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know that God is moving by his power. And come on out and receive the move of God. Read it for me, please, at the first verse, and the first chapter and the first verse, please.
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass.
Now let me tell you, amen, glory to God, Moses had died, amen, glory to God, and many times when somebody died, changes come, changes has to happen, amen, glory to God, amen, the other person's time was up, amen, and that means Moses' time was up. Amen. Glory to God. And God had someone else he raised up to take over. Amen. Glory to God. Read on for me, please.
That the Lord spake unto Joshua.
The
son of Nun.
Moses' minister.
Saying,
amen. God started talking, amen, to Joshua. Yes. Joshua is the one that God had risen up. Amen. Glory to God. God always got somebody, amen, when he wants the work to go on, to carry the work on. Amen. Glory to God. God had already informed Moses that he would not be going over, amen, glory to God, into the promised land praise God, hallelujah, that he was going to die on the mountain. Amen. So God had Joshua ready, and God was talking to, amen, Joshua. Read on for me, please.
Moses, my servant, is dead.
God telling him, Moses, my servant, is dead.
Now, therefore, rise.
Now, therefore, rise. God is telling you, amen, to get up. It's time to get up. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've been there waiting and watching, amen, and observing. And that's why it's very important for those that are behind the leader, amen, that's following the leader, to pay attention.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God, because they might be the next one to take over. So hallelujah, you got to pay attention. Many of you are not paying attention. You miss every occasion of things that are happening. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know it's time to get up, and not only get up, amen, but you need to pay attention, because you're going to get your orders. God has orders that he's going to give you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And you have to be ready. If you're not ready, amen, God has to raise somebody else up.
Yes.
Amen. And why not? Why should it not be you that God raised up? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why should it not be you that God leave? Amen. To take over, because you were a follower. Amen. Hallelujah. And you should know what to do. Amen. Glory to God. It's easier for God to train you when you've been there following.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
Go over this Jordan.
Go over this Jordan.
Thou
and all this people,
unto the land,
which
I do give to them, even to the children of Israel.
Amen. Hallelujah. God was saying, now it's time to go over. Now it's time to enter in. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants you to know, amen, hallelujah, when it's time to move, you got to move. Amen. God made them a promise that he was going to bring them into the promised land. God made a promise that he was going to bless them. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for what God promised you? Are you ready for what God is doing for you in your life? Praise God. If you are, you got to rise up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got to follow the instruction. You got to obey God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is saying, now, amen, I give the land to you. I give you what you ought to have. God's going to give you what you have. Don't you depend on people. Amen.
Hallelujah.
They will deceive you. Amen. Glory to God. But God will not deceive you. If he promises you something, he's going to give it to you.
Hallelujah.
Read on for me, please.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon.
Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon.
That have I given unto you.
That have I given to you.
As I said unto Moses.
As I said unto Moses. See, amen. God wanted them to walk on the land.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God wants you to walk into your blessing. God wants you to walk on your miracle.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because he is giving it to you. Amen. Glory to God. As he said, he told Moses he was going to do it. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And God keep his word. He keeps his promise. And so now it's time for them to go in. It's time for them to receive the blessing. It's time for them to, for the glory to fall upon them. It's time for the anointing to fall be in them. Amen. Read on for me, please.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon.
And from the wilderness and this Lebanon.
Even unto the great river.
Even to the great river.
The river Euphrates.
The river Euphrates.
All the land of the Hittites.
All the lands of the Hittites.
And unto the great sea toward.
And all the great, toward the great sea.
Toward the going down of the sun.
Toward the going down of the sun.
Shall be your course.
Shall be your course. God was giving them, their course to go in. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was giving them the river Euphrates all down the course.
Ooh.
God was giving it to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The land of the Hittites. The land where the enemy was.
Yes.
Amen. God was giving it to, Israel. And don't you know, God will give you your enemy land. God will give you your enemy money.
Hallelujah.
God will give you your enemy property. God will give you your enemy, amen, hallelujah, cause, because it belonged to you. And God is the only one that can take it away from them and give it to you. Amen. God was giving them their course. God was setting the border up for them to walk into. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad today God will show you what he'll give to you.
Yes.
He'll tell you what he's going to give you. And you got to operate in what God told you. God sent me to Melbourne. Yes. Amen. He sent me to that area. Yes. I know many of them were not happy because they wasn't glad to have a woman. Oh, we shouldn't have a woman. But God moved in his own way.
Yes.
God raised up Deborah, a woman of God, a woman that was, amen, a judge. Had the power of God in her life. Amen. And had the anointing of God in her life. God is not restrained. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to male or female.
Yes.
God uses who he wants to because he is God.
Yes.
Amen. And he'll tell you your course. And if you go in there, God will work for you. God will work miracles. God will work signs and wonders.
Yes.
But you got to pay attention to God.
Yes.
You got to hear God. You got to obey God. And when you obey him, the blessings will come upon you. The blessing will be with you. Read on for me, please.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee.
God was saying there should not be any man. You know, people going to rise up.
Come
Amen.
On.
Hallelujah, to come against you. They're going to rise up, amen, and move to try to move you out of your course. They're going to rise up and try to move you out of your border. But don't you worry, amen, if God call you for that area, if God call you for that city, if God gave you that land, if God gave you that property, nobody is going to be able to stand before you.
Hallelujah.
All the days of your life, God has commanded it. Amen. It's in God's hand. And God is in control, and you don't have to worry. Read on for me, please.
As I was with Moses.
As I was with Moses.
So I will be with thee.
So I will be with thee.
I will not fail thee.
I will not fail thee.
Nor forsake thee.
Nor forsake you. God had to talk to them. Amen. He had to let Joshua know.
Oh,
I was with Moses. Amen. And the same God that was with Moses, amen, is with Joshua.
Hallelujah.
And God said, just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. So you don't have to worry about nothing. Amen. God took care of Moses. Amen. Brought him through the Red Sea. Amen. Hallelujah. And all he had to do was stretch out a rod. And they walk on over on dry land.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fed them with manna from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Moses told them all about it. Every time he told them, God moved for them.
Yes.
God moved in their behalf. And God say, just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you.
Yes.
I will not forsake you.
Yes.
Amen. Because sometimes people think, God was with the leader. Amen. Hallelujah. He's dead. Amen. And they feel like God is dead. But God is not dead.
Come
Your
on.
Leader may be dead.
Amen.
But God is not dead. He's still God. And he can raise up another person.
Yes.
He can raise up another leader. And just like he was with that leader, I want you to know he's going to be with you. So you just got to trust God. And you got to do what God say. Because God will not leave you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will not leave you discouraged.
Yes.
Amen. He will not leave you down.
Ooh.
He'll not leave you in the pit. Amen. But you got to rise up and trust God.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. And be the leader that God wants you to be. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the promise of God. Lean on God and he will help you. Read on for me, please.
Be strong and of good courage.
He said, be strong. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the problem. Amen. Many of you are not strong. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the devil come to attack you, you won't use the word, but you got to use the word. You got to say, God sent me here.
Yes.
You got to say, God gave me this anointing.
Hallelujah.
And God told me to be here, and you're not going to back me down. I know sometimes, amen, it becomes a major attack because the devil attack your home. He attack your children. He attack your finances.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Attack your family. But I want you to know, amen, hallelujah, you got to attack back in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Tell them, devil, you're a liar and you are already defeated. I'm not going to doubt God. He said, be strong and of good courage.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. Hold your head up, lift your head up and say, God, I know you're with me.
Thank
I know
you.
You're Messiah. I know what you promised me and I'm not stopping. I'm not taken down. Amen, because God, I know you are on my side.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. You got to have a spirit like David had. David was a little boy. He was little in stature. Amen. But he knew what God could do. He knew knew when he was out there. Amen. Hallelujah. In the field, taking care of the sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Trouble came.
Come on.
Amen. Glory to God. But David was not afraid.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he knew he was a little boy. Yeah. But he was, amen. God was a big God.
Yes.
Amen. And I don't care how little you are. When the Spirit of God rides upon you, when the Spirit of God come upon you and the anointing of God come in you, hallelujah, glory to God, you can take your hands and do supernatural things.
Yes.
You can take your feet and do supernatural things.
Yes.
Amen. When the bear came against him and when the lion came on him, amen, David attacked them, amen, and destroyed them.
Yes.
That's why he was not afraid. Amen. When he came up against the Goliath.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Goliath was a giant. He was a big man. He was a strong man. Hallelujah. But David was not afraid.
Yes.
He said, who are you
yes.
to come against the God that I serve?
Yes.
Who are you to defile the living God?
Yes.
Amen. You are nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are coming against God. But I know who God is. And I'm trusting God. Amen. Hallelujah. Saul wanted to put his garments on him, and David tried it on, but he knew that's not what I use.
Yes.
I use the anointing of God.
Yes.
I use the power of God. I use the presence of God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Shit.
Glory to God. Amen. Take it off me.
Woo.
And he went out and took it off. Amen. And he took the slingshot. Oh, my God. And stones. Hallelujah. What are you going to fight God with? Hallelujah. Against the devil with
yes.
that God has given you.
Yes.
You're going to use God's weapon. But God's weapon, hallelujah, is strong. God's weapon is mighty. But the enemy weapon is not strong.
Hallelujah.
You're going to lose the battle. Use the enemy weapon. And David used the slingshot. Hallelujah. Pull back his hallelujah sling. Put the stone in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And sling the stone.
Yes.
And it hit Goliath in his head.
Yes.
Goliath fell down. He fell down dead.
Ooh.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What is it? Amen. The power of God was in the rock.
Oh,
why and how in the world can a little rock hit you in your head and kill you? It wasn't the rock. It was the power of God. It was a supernatural anointing of God that got in the rock that destroyed Goliath. So you got to be strong.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God and of a good courage.
Yes.
Because God is with you. God is on your side.
Yes.
Don't you look down.
Ooh.
Don't you look back. Don't you hold your head down.
Ooh,
amen. But run. Hallelujah. Like never before. For doing the will of God. Read on for me, please.
For unto this people, shall thou divide for an inheritance the land.
Shall divide for an inheritance the land.
Which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
I swear unto your fathers to give you. Hallelujah. Listen. God was ready to let them go in and divide the land. That's what God is doing. Hallelujah. He's sending a blessing. Hallelujah. And it's for you. It's going to be divided up to the people that serve God. It's going to be divided up to those that stood in faith. Those that believed the word of God. Those that did his will. Praise God. Don't you be disobedient. Don't you be rebellious.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because if you obey and you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land.
Hallelujah.
But if you rebel and stiffen your heart and harden your heart and stiffen your neck, you're going to be destroyed in that without remedy. Why should you be destroyed when all you got to do is obey God?
Yes.
God has blessed you. God has promised you blessings.
Yes.
And he want to give it to you. But he will not do it if you are disobedient, if you are rebellious. You will be destroyed.
Yes.
Why don't you hear God today?
Thank you.
Why don't you seek the Lord while he may be found?
Thank you.
Why don't you call on him while he is near? It's time to call on God. It's time to believe God. It's time to look up. The devil wants you to look down, but you got to look up. He wants you to say, I don't understand it. So since I don't understand it, I'm not going to do it. But you got to remember.
Yes.
That God is giving you power,
yes.
And God is delivering you, and God is blessing you. You may not understand when he tell you to get a rock, amen, hallelujah, and a slingshot. You may not understand,
yes.
Glory to God, hallelujah, when he said, I'm going to bless you and send bread from heaven. Ooh. How is that going to happen? It's never happened before. You may not understand when he said, I'm sending the rain. The rain is coming down. Yes, people want to be like it was, but God don't have to work the same way he used to work. He's God Almighty, and he can do what he want to do. He told Noah to build me an ark.
Come on.
Hallelujah, because it's going to rain.
Yes.
Praise God. And Noah preached 140 years, 20 years, telling them it's going to rain. And they didn't believe it.
Yes.
But he got in the ark, him and his family, and it began to rain.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God destroyed the people because they wouldn't hear,
yes.
Because they wouldn't do what he said. Are you going to do it today?
Yes.
You better listen. You better pay attention. And you better go forth and do God's will. It's time now to come to Jesus.
Yes.
Come as you are.
Yes.
You're not going to stay like you are. But it's time to come.
Ooh.
Come unto me, he said.
Yes.
You either weary, burdened, and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Yes.
Come on now.
Ooh.
I want to change your life. I want to change your home.
Yes.
I want to change your family. Come to me.
Come
I can change your heart. I can change your mind. I can do a new thing on the inside of you.
Yes,
but you got to come to me. You got to give up your way and give up your thought. And you got to do it my way. Pay attention to what God say.
Yes,
many of you don't listen to the instruction.
Yes,
and if you're giving it, you don't read it over and over.
Yes.
But read the instruction over and over. In God, because God want to move for you. God want to bless you.
Yes,
he want to bring you out. And he want to deliver you. Not only you, but your family. Not only you, but your home. But you got to get out the way. Many of you in the way. You trying to do what God can do.
Yes.
Praise God, and you're making it harder. Get out the way. Move out of the way and let God fix it. Well, what should I do? You just keep on praying.
Yes.
Prayer is the key, and faith will unlock the door. You got the key when you're praying.
Yes.
And when you believe God, God will bring your family out. God will give you that job. He'll give you that home. Give you that land. Glory to God. Is anything too hard for God?
Ooh.
I'm telling you, no.
Ooh.
God can do anything.
Anything.
But you got to trust in him.
Ooh.
You got to lean on him.
Yes.
Not to your own understanding. Because in some things, you're not going to understand what God is doing. Hallelujah. I know many of you, you're sitting there trying to figure it out. Because many times you feel like you've figured out many things in the natural, but that's not how it works in the spirit world. That's not how it works in the supernatural. All you know is when you obey God, God work it out. All you know is when you obey God, God fix it for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, what you're trying to say is magic. No, I'm trying to tell you, God's a supernatural God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's a spiritual God.
Yes.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must do it in spirit and truth.
Hallelujah.
Because God wants to deliver you. God wants to bring you out, but it's up to you. He that have an ear, you need to hear what the Spirit is saying. I know you listen to people. I know you listen to man, but you better hear what God is saying.
Yes.
Get your word. Get in the Bible and read your word. Seek the Lord and hear what he's saying and hearken to him. And if you listen to him, he'll bring you out.
Oh,
I know many of you are not saved today. God love you today, and he want to save you. He want to set you free. He want to deliver you. He want to deliver your mind. He want to deliver your life. Not only you, but he want to deliver your home and your family. Why don't you trust him now? Why don't you lean on him now? Why don't you let him have his way now? Because he want to deliver you. You that are not saved, say, Father, come into my life. Save me and set me free. Deliver me now. I want my life to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be set free. Say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sins, and he rose that I may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
You pray that prayer. Hallelujah. God will hear you. And you denounce Satan. Satan, you're a liar. I don't believe you. I don't believe your words. You no longer can rule me. I'm no longer listening to you. You prayed that prayer. You said, Lord, set me free.
Yes.
Lord. Deliver me. And I thank you for it. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for setting me free. You find your church. Amen. Where God is moving by his spirit.
Yes.
You find your church where they believe in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because salvation is good, but you're going to need the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost come, after the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power. God's going to give you power to live the life. He's going to give you power to overcome the devil. He's going to give you power to be set free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And to live a life of holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So why don't you accept him and believe him? Then I'm going to call Evangelist Sheila to pray. Those that are sick in your body. And then she's going to give the announcement. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can come to our regular services. You have it on Thursday and Friday night. Amen. So I'm turning it into your hand, Evangelist Sheila.
Amen. God bless you. What a powerful word on today. Hallelujah. Be strong and of good courage.
Yes.
Right now, Father God, hallelujah, I'm going to pray for those ones that are sick.
Yes.
The Bible said, whose report shall
Thank
we believe? We're going to believe the Lord's report.
Yes.
And Father
yes.
God, I'm asking you to go through the airways now, God,
yes,
and touch the ones that's sick and afflicted right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Satan,
Lord.
The Lord God,
Thank
rebuke you.
You
now in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And the blood of Jesus is against you now. Touch and heal their bodies now, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord God, we believe you that by your stripes they are healed.
Yes,
and touch
Lord.
And heal them now, God.
Now,
in the name of
the
Jesus,
name
I
of
pray.
Jesus.
Get up from their woman. Get up from their man.
Yes.
Get up from their boy and
yes,
girl.
Lord.
And receive your healing in Jesus' name.
Thank
God
you,
have healed you.
Yes.
You're already healed before
yes.
the foundations
yes.
of the world.
Hallelujah.
And God declare that you're healed now. And come on, get up from there and join us on Thursday.
Yes.
Hallelujah. On tonight,
Hallelujah.
Pastor Monica will be bringing forth the word. Join
yeah,
us on
yeah.
all night prayer on
yeah.
Friday night at 8 p.m. And then
Jesus.
Come on back and join us on Sunday morning at 11:30, where Pastor Joseph Orange will be breaking forth the bread of life. I'm telling you,
yeah,
God got
yeah.
a blessing. He got
Hallelujah.
A miracle with your name on
Thank
it.
You,
in order for you to receive it, you got to be in the place to get it.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, hey, there's more people that's going to be there that's going to get what God got for you. So come on and join us. 1500 Florida Avenue, Northeast, Melbourne, Florida, 32901. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. God bless you.
Come on and be blessed. Amen. God has a miracle for you with
yes.
your name on it.
Yes.
But you got to come in order to get it. You got to come in order to receive it.
That's
because
right.
God wants to give it to you.
Amen.
Amen. So make it to these services
on
Thursday and Friday night and let God bless you. The blessing belongs to you. The
That's
miracle
right.
belongs to you.
Amen.
The power of God is in your life and God wants to bless you.
Yes.
But you got to come. Rise up. Amen. You listen. You that listen, rise up and get
That's
there
right.
and let God give you that miracle. Let God bring you out.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because he want to do it.
Amen.
And he want to do it for you.
Amen.
God bless you. And we love you.
We
and
love
we'll
you.
See you again on the next. Amen. Glory to God. Next Thursday at this same time. God bless you.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
God is with me, so I keep it on the side.